So, because they're so long, look, it's so long, right here, mm-hmm. it looks like you could break the wings off and use it for a needle to sew with. So we call them darning needles.
Awesome.
That's what we're studying, you know, how people say things in different areas.
That's right, it's different. That's right. You're right too, you know, now. Learn yourself about them things.
Well, you're helping me learn too. What do you call the insect that builds a nest out of mud?
Mud.
Uh-huh. It builds a nest out of mud. And some, it looks like a wasp, but it doesn't sting. Mm-hmm. Dirt.
I see them things, but I can't call the name of them.
Dirt.
Duck. It's a duck.
Uh-huh. But this is a little thing about this big.
That's right.
It builds its nest in the mud.
That's right, that's right. I know.
Dirt dog.
I can't think. Yeah, dirt dog. Oh, the little old thing. Dirt dog. That's what they call them.
Do they sting?
No, they don't sting you. They don't bother you at all. Let's go and make up dirt and try around, put all in the house and make all them old messes all in the house and around.
They do in your house?
Yes, ma'am. You come in the house, you let them come and stay here. I'll run them out though. Well, I'll stay in the outskirts of Gaul. They'd have too many houses, but I take sometimes broom and brush them down and just keep them down all I could. Sweep it out. That's what they call them dirt dogs. Them busy little things too when they stalk.
They're busy, huh?
Yes, ma'am, they're busy. They're making houses all day long, you know. Making houses hooping and hollering all the time. All day long.
Oh, they make, I didn't know they made noise too.
Yes, ma'am, making noise. You know, then gone then, done fix that. But then that dirt you brought in the mouth and put that onto the house called the self-building house and they're gone out of more.
Wow.
Yes, we're going out of move.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground? You know, they come two in a shell and you roast the shell.
Ground peas. Ground peas, calling them ground peas.
Did you ever hear them called anything else?
Some of them say peanuts. Peanuts, some say ground peas, some say peanuts. The red is peanuts.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of goobers?
A what?
Goober.
Goober. I know that.
Okay. Suppose a boy is similar in appearance to his father. You would say that the boy, what, his father?
To watch your father.
Uh-huh. Suppose that when you look at the man, you look at the boy and you say, well, that must be the father because when I look at the boy, he
feels my father. I feel him. That's right. That's right.
Suppose a boy behaves just like his father. He acts just like his father. You would say that the boy
is a good boy.
Uh-huh.
Because like he acts all like his daddy.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say something like has ways like or takes after?
He takes out a takes out of papa. That boy takes out a papa.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, who isn't a nurse?
What you call who? Says she won't do. Says she won't do.
Uh huh. Did you ever hear anyone say granny?
Well, granny. Someone said granny. Someone said grandma.
Uh-huh. But well, did you ever hear of a midwife?
Mm-hmm.
Midware?
Yes, sir.
What do they do?